A.E. Hotchner has been hobnobbing with celebrities ever since the 1940s and writes about them in his book, Choice People. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Hotchner, author of King of the Hill and The Man Who Stayed at the Ritz, started as a kind of literary bounty hunter after the war. Cosmopolitan Magazine's editor gave Hotchner an unusual assignment.
Here's a list of 30, 40 writers who once wrote for Cosmopolitan, and they haven't for a long time. And we'll give you your expenses to go see them wherever they are. And if you can get them to write again, we'll give you $300 a head. And on that list was Ferber and Dorothy Parker, Ernest Hemingway, Faulkner, Steinbeck, everybody.
Hotchner started with Edna Ferber and Dorothy Parker.
Each of them had a writer's block. Ferber, because she was so desolate over what the Nazis were doing to the Jews and what had happened to the world that she just couldn't write. Parker, because she was drinking a lot.
Hemingway was the last writer Hotchner wanted to track down because he was in awe of the great novelist. Instead of approaching Hemingway directly, Hotchner sent a note.
Dear Mr. Hemingway, I'm down here on this dumb mission to ask you to write an article on the future of literature for Cosmopolitan Magazine. And if you would be good enough to send me a little note that says that's a dumb idea and I can go back with it and I'll keep this job. And instead he called me. And he said, come on, have a drink with me. By the time I had visited down there for about 3 days, he had decided that he would let us have his new novel, Across the River and Into the Trees. And it was really the beginning of the most rewarding friendship I'll ever have.
A friendship that lasted until Hemingway's death 14 years later, and one that resulted in Hotchner's book, Papa Hemingway. A.E. Hotchner has anecdotes about scores of other celebrities, Doris Day, Candace Bergen, Clark Gable, Sophia Loren. You can read about them in his book, Choice People, published by William Morrow. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Like David versus Goliath, writer A.E. Hotchner took on the giant publisher Random House. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In his book, Choice People, Hotchner writes about his legal battle with Random House over his novel, King of the Hill. Random House, in 1971, demanded major changes in the book's perspective.
I said, now, listen, that is not the prerogative of the publishing house. I mean, that is an artistic judgment.
Random House demanded the return of Hotchner's $11,500 advance. Hotchner refused.
My point of view was that I had delivered a manuscript on time, a perfectly okay manuscript. My risk was the time I had spent, and their risk was the $11,500.
Hotchner's rejected manuscript of King of the Hill went to Harper & Row, which immediately published it to good reviews. Random House sued Hotchner for the return of the advance and warned Hotchner's agent that a court battle would cost the author several times the advance in lawyer's fees.
I said, well, you tell them I'm going to be my own lawyer, foolish though that may be, which I was.
In fact, Hotchner has a law degree and actually had practiced law for about a year and a half. The issue dealt with what Hotchner says is an invidious clause in all authors' contracts, stating that the manuscript must be submitted on time and in form and content satisfactory to the publisher, but nothing about the return of an advance. Hotchner proved his manuscript was on time and satisfactory.
I made the case so well that without putting a witness on, Random House, with its legal tail between its legs, went into the judge's chambers and asked permission to withdraw the lawsuit. Which they did.
Because there was a settlement, however, the issue still remains legally murky.
There should be mutual risk. The writer risks his time, and the publishing house risks some money.
A.E. Hotchner writes about his battle with Random House and about the literary and show business celebrities he has known in his book, Choice People, published by William Morrow. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.